morning, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. I'm Stephanie March. I'm here with Molly Herman.
Howdy.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, yeah. It's gorgeous outside, as we have talked about.
It is pretty great. And
it's going to be a good day.
I know. And you guys, just to refresh, Molly Herman, of course, is the events guru at Malcolm Yards Market.
The market at Malcolm Yards. Not that you don't know what we're talking about,
well,
but that's
and
the
you
official
know what?
Name.
Feel free to correct me. I will get it wrong every time going forward.
The official name.
Yeah. What are you, anything, are we going to talk later about what's
we'll
going
talk,
on?
Yeah, we'll talk later.
Okay.
Because we'll you know
later.
What time it is.
It is time. It is time for Top 2 in Hour 2.
Give him the 0-1 time.
And now, the Weekly Dish presents...
Top two.
The top two...
Pick your best two.
...in hour two.
All right, give me two, with it.
Okay, this is the time of the day that we talk about things that we are sort of in love with, that we can't stop thinking about, that we want to share with you. So, do you want to go first?
No.
Or do you want me to go first? Okay, I will go first. So my first one is going to be Chilango, which is going to open next week. But this is Jorge Guzman's Mex-Tex restaurant. And
I'm excited for this.
It's going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
It is going to be really exciting because it's right there on Bidet Macosta in the old Calhoun Beach Club, which is kind of called the Beach Club now, I guess. Former urban eatery space. It is, he wants it to just be a really casual fun. It's not going to be tweezer food. Do not expect it to be super refined stuff.
And he's got his chicken there.
He's got his pollo al carbon.
Oh, it's really
I know.
Good.
But I did go in for a sneak peek and I got a look at the space. It's very cool. They've got, they flew up a muralist from Mexico City. And there's just little touches. It's very, if you had been in urban eatery in the past, you know,
yeah.
I mean, forever, it wasn't. You know, it's not a bad place or anything, but it just was really cavey. It was really dark.
And kind of bland.
Yeah, and it was sort of a little bit like, it had hung on to that whole, like, Barnwood Edison bulb aesthetic.
Yeah.
Which I think is
just
over.
Not a lot of personality.
Yeah, and I think so it was kind of like, meh. But it was a good spot. A couple of us would meet there for, you know, like, in the midpoint. It's a nice way from St. Louis Park to uptown area.
Kind
it's
of out of the,
right
out
in the
of
midst.
The loop, yeah.
But, I'm excited because they're going to have some really great, like I did try the nachos, which were the nachos that Jorge said was what he made for his family. The first thing he ever cooked for his family. Of course, nachos, duh. When you're like 14, that's what you make.
Right.
But these have short rib and they are.
I'm guessing at 14, he didn't make short rib.
I'm sure he did not make short rib. But it's also great because like I love nachos, but sometimes like the orange cheese situation bumps me out, you know, or sometimes there's not enough stuff. These were great. These were, what I saw, were pretty great. So I'm excited for that.
Okay.
So that's Chilango. It opens on April 18th, which is Thursday of next week. And I think, I'm not sure if they're taking reservations or not, but lots of great drinks. And that patio will open soon after.
That's going to be a happening patio.
I mean, come on. Okay, so what's
for
your
sure.
first?
I kind of feel like this is the Instagram episode since we just talked to Isaias Hernandez.
Uh-huh.
I have... a couple of follows on Instagram that have intrigued me lately.
Okay.
One is called Retro Recipes Kitchen.
Okay.
And so I love the way that they're filming everything. It's kind of tongue in cheek and it's very in, you know, that sort of 50s mod mode. But,
yep.
you know, the chef is all tatted up. And so it's modern sensibilities, right? And he takes these recipes from old, like retro cookbooks.
Oh.
And recreates them.
Yes,
have
I know this one.
This
now
yeah,
you're
yeah.
saying it. Yeah.
And they have great music that they play over it.
Yep.
And sometimes it's just them making it.
Yeah.
And it is what it is with some comments. And then sometimes it is them making it and eating it and getting their reactions on like the poached egg aspic or the, you know, is quite intriguing.
Okay.
Anyway, I think it's a nice, fun follow. And
some of the stuff that they used to cook, you're like, what? Like what they would stuff a tomato with beef and then top it with like a weird thing. I
well,
don't know.
He just did this video. It was like an elevated club sandwich is what it was called. And so it was American toasted bread, American cheese, thinly sliced deli ham, pineapple slices.
Oh,
then a piece of bread, then peanut butter.
Oh,
then a piece of bread. Or sorry, then bacon and avocado and another piece of... Anyway, so that was the...
That's trying to be Polynesian in the worst way. That is
right?
a misconstruing.
However, he tasted it and was like,
It's really
actually really good.
I know.
And peanut butter does have an interesting way of balancing everything, yeah, right? Because of the salty, creamy, and da da da. But anyway, so it's just a very visually pleasing, fun follow on Instagram.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, well, do you want to do your next one since you're right there?
And I'll follow. My other one, also an Instagram follow.
Also an Instagram follow.
So I thought the dishers would appreciate this.
Okay, good.
This is Andrea Bucket Cooks.
Okay. Andrea Bucket Cooks.
And so she's been a recipe developer for over 20 years, maybe even longer. Don't quote me on that.
Right.
And she has started her Instagram channel basically saying, you know, what the heck do I do with this? And so it's like all the, I'm going to, you know, channel Hanson here, dribs and drabs in your refrigerator of like, I have part of a carton of sour cream that I'm never going to use. What do I do with it?
Oh.
And so it's a very fun, quick, great ways to use up bits of stuff in your refrigerator. So I thought the dishes would appreciate that.
Oh my God, I love this one. What the heck am I going to do with this? Pizza croutons.
Like, yeah.
Using up.
She took leftover pizza and made them into croutons for a salad.
Oh my gosh. Loaded mashed potato soup she's making. She's got lemon, garlic, white beans, and greens. That's a very popular dish for sure.
She did it's popular right now anyway, but you know, tahini, she's like, that one time you bought tahini to make hummus.
Yeah.
Let's make my famous tahini chocolate cookies.
Da, da, oh, da, da. The tahini chocolate cookies are such a thing.
They are a hit right now, which I love.
Oh my God, I love them so much.
So anyway, great follow when you have little bits of things and don't know what to do with and don't want it to go to waste.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Okay. So I was going to do another one and then I forgot what it was, but I am going to tell you that I did get to Animales yesterday or this week. Did what?
No.
Oh, okay. So Animales barbecue and they're open. The food truck is open at Bajos Brewing.
Isn't this early for them?
I mean, when is the weather nice enough to get people to come out?
True. So I mean, I'm happy.
Yeah, no, and it is. It's really lovely. Anyway, they had this. By the way, I mean, like he was doing the other day. He was doing this really cool little like. It was like a arepa almost, but it was calling it like a Chinese burger, but it was definitely not that. And I'm trying to find him. I'm trying to see if they put it up on Instagram, but I have to just say that. The thing that I love about Animales and John Whitfield in particular is this that having them do he's just always thinking outside the barbecue game, right? Mm-hmm. He's definitely one of our key top barbecue people in the cities, and he knows how to smoke like a crazy person. But he's always thinking like, well, what else can we do? And they did this great, and I guess I don't have a picture of it. They did this great, and he called it a Chinese burger, but it was this beautifully spiced. I think it was pulled pork in there. And then he had this cool little bun that he'd made. And it was like, and they had like bright cucumbers. And it was really a fresh take on your meat sandwich.
So was it kind of like a bao bun?
It kind of was, but it was like more of almost like a tortilla. It was almost actually close to like a masa cake, but it wasn't masa, it was flour.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have remembered what it said, but it was literally one of those very cool things that, you know, just like chefs playing around.
Yeah.
Like just like see what else you can do besides always putting up ribs and smoke tips and stuff
like that. And I love that they sort of put their menu on Instagram so it becomes more visual.
Yeah.
And I love to just sort of flip through. Even if I'm not able to get there, I'm like, oh, yeah, that looks really good.
I know. And he doesn't have them. So, but I mean, like, my God, the pork belly even. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing is, like, I also got some ribs and pork bellies. And I walked away with that pastrami sandwich.
Oh.
That pastrami sandwich with the pickles and the slaw on that bun is the pork, you know, that barbecue pastrami is, like, unbelievable. I mean, it is literally the pork shoulder pastrami is one of the best things on the planet.
I've got to get AJ over there
because
he loves a pastrami sandwich.
It really is. It is. And there is a picture of that. And it is, like, Duroc locally and certified humanely raised pork shoulder. Basically they brine them for days and then they're rubbed with coriander and black pepper and smoked for 4 to 5 hours over white oak and then steamed until tender. Oh my God. Once they're cooked, we serve them on our house-made toasted rye focaccia, which is outstanding. And with a butter, mustard, gold sauce, pickles and tangy coleslaw. It is just a flavor bomb in your face. It's a perfection. Anyway, that's what I got. All right, we are late. We're going to take a quick break, you guys. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit about some spring eating, some other spring eating that we can do around town. We'll be right back. This is the Weekly Dish on My Talk 107.1.
How does a Minnesotan boatin', floatin', never gloatin', start a journey seeking a better well-being to improve his health and brain with $10 to his name?
At the YMCA.
Enrollment's 10 bucks, no dues till May. He's gotta spend that Hamilton. Gotta spend that Hamilton. No dues till May. No dues till May. Today, spend that Hamilton. Join the Y at YMCANorth.org.
Welcome back to Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. Molly and I were just talking about shopping and things. I think this is a good story, actually. I think we should talk about grocery shopping and things like that. Once we get our stuff together. But I do think that there's, it is seasonal eating. I guess that's why I'm thinking about things. I'm thinking about farmers markets. I'm thinking about CSAs. It's spring. I want to get out and eat like differently. I want to get out, you know, also because you've kind of been, even though we didn't have to hunker too hard this winter,
we did not. I don't think we can complain at all.
No, and that's not a complaint. It's just a difference of habit. Like you just don't. You're not like hanging out outside.
I braised so much less meat this winter.
Yeah, because you weren't feeling cold.
Yeah, it didn't feel like you wanted to do that cozy cook at home as like all day.
Interesting.
So I did a lot less of that.
Yeah. I didn't. I think I ate out a lot this winter. I don't think I meant to. But
and and because there wasn't that much snow on the ground, I think we did go out more.
Yeah. You know, I know it was easier. Walking around without having to like battle the sidewalks and everything else.
Sure.
Although the restaurants are saying that people did not go out as much in Q1.
Well, I think there's definitely a trend that we're seeing that alcohol sales are down. So even if people are going out to eat,
they're not drinking
like they used to, and therefore net revenue is down.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that piece of it as
there's
well.
There's that. I think though I've heard that it's butts in seats are down too.
Okay.
That people are saying that the weekends are very busy and then the weekdays, which used to be, you know, you could count on some flow, are very much lower than they were last year. Numbers are lower.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that looks like or what that means. I do know that, and I've been saying, I think that people spent a lot of money on Christmas and holidays. And I think
first
it is
quarter's always hard.
Well, and it's like there was like a $22 billion more that we spent. Or, I don't know. I'm charting out, you know, we're charting out different stats that aren't real. But nonetheless, people spent a lot of money on the holidays. And then I think there was a whole like, you know, pulling tight strings.
Yeah.
But I think that changes with summer. It always does. So Absolutely. Hopefully.
Probably changes just with the season.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. I think so. Speaking of outdoors and getting out, I did happen to go to the ballpark.
I saw that with your new ball cap.
I did. I got a new ball cap at the Twins Stadium, and I did run around and I ate all the new foods to see what was good, what was worth it.
And?
I will tell you that, I mean, Union One Kitchen continues to win. I mean, and it's so smart because you already are in a, the reason that hot dogs and sausages work at a ballpark is because they can hold, you know, then they hold without losing quality.
And it's easy to eat.
A burger, unfortunately, does not hold in the same way. And so if you want, here's my tip for you. If you do want a burger at the ballpark, and Red Cow has a great one called the Ultimate Burger. That's a new one for them. It's a double patty. It's stacked. It's got all the great sauces and seasonings. I'm going to tell you, go to that earlier than later in the day. Because we ended up hitting it at, the Twins had like a really quick game too, I feel like, on.
Well, new rules in baseball. It does go quicker.
That is so different. And like the day game that we went to this week was fast. And I would say that I was not ready for it to be done because I was kind of like still running around eating things. And if you get to a certain point in the game, you know, they stop selling concessions, like the eighth inning, they stop selling you beer and stuff. or maybe it's just alcohol, but we went to the Red Cow and I was kind of at the very end and I was like, I'm like, are you going to call my name? Or she's like, oh no. After I put the order in, she's like, oh no, it'll be here in 10 seconds. I'm like, oh,
it's already
made. It's been sitting there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Cause they don't actually have kitchens.
No, they have kitchens. It's a full kitchen.
To do the burgers and everything. Yeah. They're making them there.
Yeah. They're making them. But I mean, I'm sure that they go through their, and I get it. Like when you have thousands and thousands of people, like you have to make decisions, but it had been sitting there because then nobody had probably been there for a little while. You know what I mean? Sure. So like when they're making them go in the beginning of the game, then that's what's happening.
So it did not hold up is what you're saying.
It was delicious. It just wasn't as good as I know it could be. I guess that's where we sit with it. But nonetheless, the hot dogs, those babies just sit on those rollers and they're great. They don't get dried out or anything.
So what did Union Hmong Kitchen have?
So they have a brat, and then it has, they have a beautifully spiced brat, and then it's got, you know, pickled jalapenos, and it's got some of the spicy sauces on it, a little bit of spicy mayo and things like that.
Slaw at all?
Slaw, total slaw.
Yay.
Yeah. It's delicious. Yeah. They also have it at the Viking Stadium, and it's totally works.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm happy for that. But that was my big. So, and I mean, I'll still write up the thing. I did try the deep fried Oreos, and those were very good.
And you didn't feel like you were at the state fair?
A little bit, but not really. So
you're like, don't talk about state fair
yet. Yeah, no, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready to talk about state fair. I know Alex always wants to talk about state fair, and I'm like, not yet. Too early. Too soon. But what are you excited about for seasonal eating, getting out there?
I am excited. You know, I live close to Minnehaha Falls, and so for the restaurants that the parks have.
Yeah.
So Sea Salt is at Minnehaha Falls, and I did not get to Pimento on the Lake last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it was like...
They were brand new.
It was like October.
Yeah. So I'm excited to try that, too. So that's a good idea. I want to do. And I have... My dad is visiting in early May, and I think we can just, like, take a little walk and go to Sea Salt.
Oh, yeah. Right? There's a new... Did you hear about the sandwich room?
Yes, I did.
So they're adding a new... Sea Salt is adding, and I think they talked about this last weekend, but you're adding a new room, or a new grab-and-go sandwich lockup, which is great.
Yeah. And they'll still have the ice cream. Mm-hmm. And I think, don't they have like a new beer situation there too?
Maybe.
I thought I read that with the sandwich room.
Can't recall.
Okay, don't quote us on that, people.
Yeah, sorry about that, everyone. But that is... And then some of the others that are opening, you know, there's like Gordy's Hi-Hat up north is open. The Taylor's Falls Drive-In is open. Minnetonka Drive-In is open. Those are all ones that are sort of like, you know, to me, the harbingers of spring.
Yeah.
As it goes. Still waiting on a few others. Peppermint Twist out in Delano, we're still waiting on that. And then farmers markets are kind of opening. They're getting ready to open.
Yep.
April 27th is like full day, but the downtown market today has Saturday hours. So if you want to go to that one, to the sheds, they're open today.
That's crazy.
I know, isn't it? I mean, there's not like there's produce or anything there, but there's like meat vendors and there's eggs probably. And, you know.
Would they not have any of their winter produce still? Like,
yeah, I'm sure they would.
Party squashes and stuff like that.
I'm sure they would. You can look on the site and it talks a little bit about what they have going on there. But then I wanted to shout out the CSA fair is happening at Seward Co-op. If you're interested in doing CSA, they're happening on the 27th of April. And Good Acre has all of their CA stuff. CSA. I keep saying CA. CSA stuff is up for sale. And so you can get a half share. You can do a full share. That's a really great one because they are a hub. And so then everything kind of feeds into that. And so that you get not just one farm, but many farms, which is fantastic. Do you do CSAs?
I used to when AJ was younger.
Yeah.
We did a lot of that and went. And then we sort of graduated to going to farmers markets when we...
He was one.
Yeah. And I also have so many friends that have large gardens.
I know you do. You're taking care of.
I have a CSA without having to sign up for it.
You are. That's fantastic. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, you guys. We're going to come back and talk about what are the things we're cooking for spring that we're getting excited about. We'll be right back. This is a Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. Welcome back. And we are talking about spring because, of course, and now I think we're spring official. We are patio official. We're spring official. Flip-flops, the whole thing. I mean, I have found all my sandals again.
I wore my Birkenstocks the other day.
You did?
I did.
I know. It just feels good, and I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that we get to keep it for the duration.
You know what I want the most is the long falls that we've been having.
I know.
That's my favorite season,
right?
And that I want the long fall.
Yeah, so you don't care about spring.
I love spring for the renewal it gives, but if you ask me my favorite season...
Yes, you are a fall girl.
That is it.
I love to start thinking about how I do feel differently about eating when I get to spring. I do feel differently about like how I'm, and of course, I'm just one of those same people who is like, okay, let's go asparagus and let's, you know, let's get at it. And of course, it takes a while to grow.
Yeah, they're not ready. They're not even popping up yet.
Right. But they will be. It does feel like it. Radishes are an early, lettuces and radishes are a good early crop, I think.
Yes.
So you can usually, I mean, we're still early for that.
You gotta
wait
on your peas and your asparagus.
But talk about like what, let's talk about like what do you crave when you're thinking like spring dishes? Like what are some of the things that you absolutely want to make you feel like you're coming into spring?
Well, I think I just go more herbs and lighter flavors.
Yeah.
But I'm going to talk about something I cooked the other night, which is not lighter, but I loved it because I can use more herbs on it to make it feel that way.
Yep.
So I love a butter chicken, you know, like a the Indian version of butter chicken. And
the tomato-y.
Yeah, tomato-y, creamy sauce, and it's very silky.
Yum.
But it takes a long time to make.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to marinate the chicken with yogurt and stuff, like, you know, 24 hours and, like, all this stuff. It's a process.
Okay.
And so I found this, and we put a link up on the page. It is a, I'm not going to say quick butter chicken, because it still took an hour to make, but I literally got home and was like, I want to make butter chicken, and I defrosted some chicken thighs. Like, I could make it that night instead of having to plan.
Right, right.
It was from Cook's Illustrated, and basically the key, and I think I want to use this during spring and summer because it doesn't heat up your house as much, is you put the, you do this sort of coating on the chicken with yogurt and spices and stuff like that, and you broil it.
Oh.
And so the milk proteins char really quickly. And what that does is give you more a deeper flavor. And it's like mimics the tandoor cooking.
Okay.
And it was really good. And it was even better the next day after, you know, it had.
So is that how you cooked the chicken?
That's how I cooked the chicken. So you make the sauce on the stove.
Yeah.
Rice, you know, whatever you want to serve it with. You make the sauce on the stove, but then you cook the chicken. Now, the Cook's Illustrated recipe says to take like the chicken thighs and coat them and cook them under the broiler for like 15 minutes. You turn them, blah, blah, blah. And then cut them up. I chopped up the chicken, then did the yogurt, and then put them in the broiler, and it cooked like that. I mean, it was so fast. And then it's coated all over.
Yeah. I like that bit.
So to me, that I loved that tip for moving into spring and summer of like, I can get this deep, rich flavor that I can put with salads or some of this lighter stuff.
Yeah.
And it's quick.
How much, like, how, it's just like a light coating. It's not like it's dripping with yogurt, is it?
It was a half cup of yogurt for a pound of chicken.
Okay.
Okay, no, use Greek yogurt.
Yeah, folks. Greek yogurt.
Let's use Greek plain yogurt.
Don't use the mushroom yogurt we talked about earlier.
Let's make sure we're using plain.
But no strawberry banana.
But the Greek thick yogurt.
Yeah, I use the Skyr stuff.
Yeah, that would work.
That's good. What a great idea.
I really appreciated the depth of flavor for the quickness of cooking.
So the butter chicken that I normally have done is the Instant Pot version, which you cook the chicken in the sauce.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. So.
Yeah. And I usually cook the chicken in the sauce, but there's always this marinating component because you want the yogurt to break down the chicken. That's what gives it some of that silkiness.
Yeah. That's in the ones that I have done, there's no yogurt step whatsoever. So I love this because that actually, I would rather just make the sauce on its own and then make the chicken on its own too.
And so because I have, Keith is vegetarian, like the fact that I could make the sauce by itself, and then I did the same treatment with tofu.
Yeah.
I just cut it into chunks, yogurt, and then they were under the broiler at the same time. And then you just...
Bingo, bingo.
Yeah. It was a good trick.
Okay. I love that idea.
And then so we're talking about herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, chives are coming up.
Oh my God. I know chives are all over the place.
And so I would say this recipe calls for garlic, and I would use just some fresh chives at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it would be delicious.
I love a chive moment. I want more chives on everything. Seriously, everywhere you go, I want them on there. I can't stop thinking about like peas, you know what I mean? And thinking about, and I don't really even like them that much, but I do like them in spring for some reason. And like fava beans, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I was making salads with just a really great, like I was throwing good buttermilk, you know, dressing kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We did that at for Easter, doing, you know, kind of a big, you know, using creme fraiche, buttermilk, a little bit of lemon, you know, and just making a little mayo in there, Kewpie mayo, and making that dressing and then hitting it on. We used, you know, we made like kind of little mini wedge situations happening. But nonetheless, using that and making a salad with just like massive amounts of greens and throwing the peas and the favas in there and hunks of prosciutto that kind of go with it and maybe some asparagus tips. And like that is, and then a couple eggs. And that is like what I think about when I think about spring eating. Yum. And so much dill, just like fronds of dill in there.
Dill.
Right?
I love dill. Two things about dill in just a moment, but this morning I didn't even think about it being spring eating, but what I made for AJ and I this morning was a quick vegetable ham frittata, and I put it on salad greens for breakfast this morning. And I was like, that was, but it was because it was sunny and we were feeling lighter.
Yes.
And I didn't even register that that's what I was doing until afterwards. But it was like, yeah.
I actually went to, I was at IKEA yesterday, and which I laugh at because I don't know why that's funny to me. But I was looking for, I happened to be at the Mall of America for something else. I was like, oh, I'm going to pop over to IKEA. And I knew I needed some just like, some easy Tupperware stuff. Yeah. And their stuff is pretty great. Yeah. It's like $3 for three square, you know, deep cut Tupperwares. And I found that I have like a whole bunch of stuff with no lids. So then I just have to get rid of those. Yeah. Like I can't keep holding on and hoping the lids will return to me. Yeah.
It's like the jeans that will fit again.
The Tupperware will not
find their lids.
They will not migrate home from wherever they have been the last winter. So I needed some new stuff. But then I happened to be like, and it was a perfect time and it was lunchtime. I haven't eaten at IKEA at the place in so long. And I have to tell you guys, I went and I was like, well, they have a salmon. They had a beautiful 2 pieces of cured salmon with a little salad on the side. You got a little hunk of potato salad with it. And you could pick up a piece of bread or whatever. And I mean, it was like $8.
Yeah.
It was ridiculously affordable and quick and really tasty. And I thought, and I just sat there and I actually ended up writing because I was answering an email at the time too. And I was like, why don't I come out and work at IKEA?
Oh my gosh, the number of hours I spent with AJ at IKEA when he
really?
Was little. Because they have all these little play areas.
Yeah, they do.
And then he loved the meatballs.
Yeah.
And so we would eat lunch there.
There were tons of
play.
It's clearly spring break still for some people because there were people with their kids there. And I was thinking about that too. I was like, and I happened to get a phone call from Giant Baby while I was there. And I'm like, I'm at IKEA. And he's like, remember that time? Remember that time that like I went out the wrong door in the basement?
Oh.
And you know, some of you must know what this is like.
Yes.
But you know, you can go on one side or the other side of the glass doors and they look the same on both sides.
Yep.
And he had gone out the wrong side and thought I left him. And was like pacing and going like, what am I going to do? And I was like, where is that kid in the car? I'm waiting in the car. He just had to go to the bathroom. Where is he? And we still remember like every time I pull up to IKEA, I think about that, how I got out of the car and I walked over and I was like, hello?
Yeah.
He was like, I thought you left.
Like, why would you leave him?
I know,
like, that's
honestly,
the logical question to ask, but there's no logic in that moment.
How did
right?
you miss me? Honestly. I do want to eat more lentils. So I'm trying to find some more because I love them and I never use them. And there's some spring rice and lentils with coconut yogurt recipe on Bon App that sounded too delicious.
Oh, I have a tip that I've used for years.
Okay.
And that is I love the red lentils, the red split lentils.
Yeah.
They cook faster.
Okay.
And I cook them in a can of coconut milk with I use some veggie better than bouillon because I keep them vegetarian.
Yeah.
And you can stick just a whole clove of garlic in there and pull it out later.
Yeah.
But it is the most flavorful. And then we use it in like soca or dosas or, you know, you can put it over rice.
Ooh, anyway, that sounds delicious.
It is real, real good. It sounds like a similar.
Yeah. I mean, right. And then just throw some greens on it or whatever. Yeah. Just eat it like that. And if you need protein, throw egg or chicken or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, here is my dill tip.
Oh, what's your dill tip?
I love dill to sort of balance some super herby acidic stuff.
Yeah.
So like chimichurri, I love chimichurri, but if you add dill to it, and I'm going to get heat from a lot of people on this, but if you add dill to chimichurri, it transforms it. Like it just gives it a base note that you didn't know you needed there.
So chimichurri is usually parsley, maybe red peppers, and
red pepper flakes, olive oil, garlic, and
vinegar.
Lemon.
Okay.
Usually red wine vinegar, but yeah.
Okay, and then you're saying add dill to it.
Add dill to it.
Okay.
It's real good.
I think a chimichurri game also as well is like, that's just an easy, like literally if you're having hot dogs, chimichurri to me on like a good Polish sausage is one of my favorites to do.
That's a good tip.
I know. I ordered some rosemary brats from TC Farm and I'm going to use, I'm going to make some different sauces to go with that.
Okay.
So excited by that. I do love a hot dog moment.
You do love hot dogs.
Well, I like a good sausage moment.
Right.
Right.
And you like tubed meat.
Yes. Well, Jake is always the one. Giant Baby would always like that was like his go to after school snack is like he'd just make a couple sausages and then he would sort of be like, I always get the first bite tax. So that's usually how I eat them. But now that he's not here, I get to do that on myself. I don't make them for myself.
You get
to
have the whole thing.
I know. It's really crazy. I know. All right, you guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up for you. We got some interesting Top Chef chat to have. We'll be right back.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Take a nap, do some yoga, read more books? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. And one thing I've learned from therapy is the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It allows us to be the best version of ourselves. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get it matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/weeklydish today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/weeklydish.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Weekly Dish on MyTalk 107.1. It's been fun having you here today, Malls.
It's been fun to be with you, as always.
Okay, you said you are not watching Top Chef.
I'm not. I've seen clips. I just don't usually sit down and watch it.
Okay. I'm watching it because it is Wisconsin. That is why I'm watching it. I didn't watch last season and whatever, but I have to talk about, so this is some spoiler alert if you guys haven't, you know, if you have are waiting to watch episodes stacked up. I had two stacked up. So the first one that I watched, which was last one, which was 2 weeks ago, last Wednesday, whatever, is they had a cheese challenge, which I was like, that is built for me, right? Like,
and let's Wisconsin.
I know. It's really weird. Wisconsin does not have a cheese fest. They don't have they have Summerfest. They have at the Summerfest grounds, they have all sorts of different fests. They have Italian fest and all these. They do not have a cheese fest, like a statewide national in Milwaukee, like a big cheese fest.
Is that just too obvious for them?
I don't know, but I have to tell you this. The game, the advertising game that the Wisconsin Cheese Council has been doing is on point for the entire show. Like all the cheese commercials in between, I'm like, I definitely need to eat some cheese right now.
Need some cheese.
Yeah. So anyway, they had a cheese challenge and the funniest thing was like how unprepared they all were for a cheese challenge, which to me was that? Like, what are you doing? How is that a thing? How are you not understanding how to manage cheese? And they got some great cheeses. They had Andy Hatch from Pleasant Ridge Reserve there.
Oh,
so they had Pleasant Ridge. Cheese. You guys know I love my Rush Creek, but yes. Pleasant Ridge is one of the most awarded cheeses in the world.
It's delicious.
It's delicious and it's perfect and it's so versatile. And then they had Dunbarton Blue, which is a crazy great cheese that is a cheddar but has a bit of a blue cheese to it. And I was just dying to see what this woman would do with the Dunbarton Blue. And I mean, I'm just going to tell you this. They all kind of missed the mark. They're all like, ooh, croquettes. They all did fried cheese balls, which was like literally out of 12 or 13 of them. That's what they did.
I saw a clip of that and I'm like, and so I literally thought that it was a croquette challenge.
Yeah, no.
Since every single one of them did it. But you're saying it was a cheese challenge.
It was a cheese challenge. And then the majority did croquette. I'm going to do a croquette. So then I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this croquette. And so after a while, of course, the judges were all like, well, okay, another ball of fried cheese that also, by the way, does not do cheese justice in my mind. This one guy tried to put gorgonzola in a crab salad, and that did not go well.
No.
It was like watery and also gorgonzola.
Well, and then all you taste is gorgonzola.
And then and crab water. So that was gross. That makes me want to puke a little bit. He went home. But I was I was just surprised. Only one person did a quesadilla. Nobody did a grilled cheese sandwich, like a very chefy cool grilled cheese sandwich, which I get a croquette is kind of like that, but nah.
How did the quesadilla turn out?
The quesadilla, funny enough, Kristen Kish says, it might be too cheesy. And I know. And then Tom was like, get out of Wisconsin.
Yeah. But isn't that the mission?
I mean, hello. But there's, I was just thinking about, and I don't think you need to have done a fondue, but a fonduta as like a little cheese sauce that you ran through. You could have done,
how much time did they have?
Cheese chips. You could have done like, who knows? But they were at a farm too. It was outside of Wisconsin.
I was going to say, like, I mean, they could have done probably a quick sausage with cheese.
Yeah.
Like a, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, you could have done sausage and then have something.
What about cheese ice cream? Why didn't anybody do that?
Nobody
like
did that. Nobody.
Dunbarton. Oh my gosh. A Dunbarton ice cream.
Yes. Would have been
with like an apple.
Yeah.
Something on the side.
I don't think anyone did ice cream. Anyway, it was a little sad. So I was disappointed in them with that. And then this last week they had a Frank Lloyd Wright challenge where they toured some of the Frank Lloyd Wright houses in Milwaukee, and then they made their way to Madison and then to Telesian.
No.
Whatever.
Telesian?
Now you've poisoned it.
Telesian.
You guys are shouting at the radio, those who know. Nice. Which is, of course, you know, this wonderful place, you know, that he in Spring Green or Spring Grove.
Spring Grove.
That is it's his studio. It's a very important, you know, thing. And they place for Frank Lloyd Wright and architecture. And they gave them a kind of a hard task. It was about duality. So they had to cook two things that, because Frank Lloyd Wright is very much like, you know, contracted and then expanded. It's very much like
nature.
Yes. But, yeah. Lots of nature and then really rigid lines, you know? And so there was a lot of duality presented to them in the ways that they kind of toured the architecture. And then they had to have two people each had to do the dish. Had to do a dish one side of the duality, right? So, but they could decide on it together. Like, we're going to do chicken and egg. We're going to do
have a plan together.
Dark and light. Yeah, they did plan it, and then they had to come up with it. Again, it just was not great. It made me feel really like what is going on with these contestants? Are they not up to the same caliber as normal?
Right.
I mean, I was a little bit floored by it. It just feels like there was the losing team, the woman who put, She did shrimp on a piece of cucumber, and I was like,
"Screams Frank Lloyd Wright.
I do that. Like that's right? I do
you're,
that.
You're like, that's my snack.
Yeah, no, that's not. That shouldn't be your like Frank Lloyd Wright moment either.
Yeah.
You know. And then the other one had this whole mushroom, sort of cheesecake dessert, but that was like completely inedible on the bottom. Like they couldn't crack through it, and
that's a bummer because we want Wisconsin seen in a nice light. And the chefs are they all from Wisconsin?
No. I mean, there's one guy
taking place in Wisconsin.
Dan from Dan is on there, and he's fantastic. I love him. Yeah. But so there's one woman who is named Rasika, who she's a South Indian chef, and she is like killing it. She's winning everything, and her stuff is on point. It's good. Beautiful so far. So
that's awesome.
So that's where we are with Top Chef. What do you got going on at Malcolm Yarn?
We've got some fun stuff coming up. We have our second pop-up vino coming up on April 30th.
Oh, you
30th.
Love that. Yeah.
So what we've done is, you remember pop-up video? And so it's a new kind of wine tasting where we're presenting all the sort of facts in a pop-up format.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have it, we're doing it by color. So in February we had rosé. This is white wine as we're moving into spring. So it's all about white wine and white facts and kind of stuff. And so we encourage you to wear your white attire.
Okay.
But it's fun. We have six different wines you would taste. There's non-alcoholic options available. And then some foods to taste. There's a pop-up quiz that you can win fabulous prizes. So that's April 30th. Tickets are online at our website, and I'll put that link up to make sure that you have that.
Fantastic.
And then we have Boochfest.
Boochfest.
So we have three kombuchas that are coming in. It's going to be a quick, like, 3 to 6, some hard kombucha, some regular kombucha. We're going to have some games and prizes and giveaways. We can sample some kombucha, and that is on April 27th from 3 to 6.
Fun.
And then this is our third year with Mama Rama.
Mama Rama, man.
So we always do like a maker's market on the Sunday of Mother's Day, 11 to 5. This year it's May 12th. And this year we're adding, so we have over 20 vendors that are going to be there for you to shop around. But this year we've added an awkward family photo station.
Oh my God. Perfection.
So you don't have to have reservations. Come with your posse.
You're kidding. You can just come and get your photo taken.
Matching outfits are suggested to make it look even more awkward.
So great.
The Malcolm Yearns management team, we went and got our own photos taken. I'm not going to tell you what we did because they'll be coming out on the socials soon.
Okay.
But they look appropriately awkward.
Okay. Awkward. Is it a denim story you're telling?
Our particular story did not involve denim necessarily, but yours could.
No, yours could. Absolutely.
So anyway, that's May 12th, Mama Rama, 11 to 5. It is free, open to the public. Come shop. Bring your mom. Bring your gal pals.
Yeah.
There will be a free mimosa that you get when you arrive. And there you go.
Done.
May 12th.
Done. All right. I love it. Well, happy Mother's Day to you.
Thanks. Ahead of time.
Early. I know. Have a great weekend, you guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Ciao.